save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and in our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Mm-hmm. And now I'm gonna butcher your name right out of the box. I should have asked during the break. Maybe not. You want to?
I can't say Zamborski.
Look at that.
See, Steve.
Steve Zamborski.
Okay.
Got it in one.
See, I was going to say that, but then I thought, well, that can't be that easy.
But it is.
It's just like Rich and I, Cowgill, how much easier can it be?
And yet still people
butcher. And they say Cogwell.
Well, exactly. And are,
do they?
Oh, Cogwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you get, Rich? What's your favorite one?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Cogwell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. The most common butcher is Zamborski, and I don't understand how, since it's B-O-R. I mean, it's so simple. You would think that, but that's fine. You know?
I figure you get the nickname Zamboni a lot. That's what I.
That was one, but this is Zambo actually in high school. That was my nickname.
Cool.
Zambo.
But that's a cool name.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's better than other things I've been called.
Right?
As
yeah.
we all
have. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. So you are from NAPCO. You want to explain what that is?
Oh, of course. So NAPCO has been in the refinishing industry for almost 40 years. We're a full solution provider. For
pull that mic up right in there.
Oh, sure.
You can move it around. Just pick
yeah.
it up.
Oh, so,
there you go.
Is that better?
It moves
you
right
can,
around.
Yeah,
right,
you
good.
Can do all kind. Here, pull it all the way.
I'm
up.
Trying to pull it.
There
yeah,
you
there
go.
We go. So it's like right in front of me. There we go.
Oh, there. Now he broke it.
Oh,
Randall.
Did I?
No,
I didn't.
No,
you're
didn't.
I didn't break it. Come on.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like I'm fitting right in.
Yes, you are.
So we provide kitchen and bathroom refinishers with everything that they would need. So training, supplies, innovative products, that sort of thing.
What does it stand for?
NAPCO stands for North American Polymer Company. So it's a short version of that. NAPCO for short.
Okay. I still don't know what you do.
Okay.
Refinishing. Okay. Refinish.
So basically what we do is we train people, if they don't already know, how to refinish kitchen cabinets, kitchen countertops,
okay,
bathtubs, sinks, vanities.
Oh.
That
oh, see,
sort
now
of
you got
thing.
Her.
So it could be refinishing a tub or refinishing a wood cabinet.
Correct.
Refinishing
yes.
anything.
Anything that's in the kitchen or bathroom. Those are our two areas that we focus on, and we're looking to expand into other areas
I
as
see.
Well.
How about tile?
Tile as well, yes.
Because it's in a bathroom, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
but,
saying.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, no, that's.
But good, they can't do. But they can't do your hallway.
That's a good question. Well, we can do certain things in the hallway. We can do doors. We can do wood trim.
No,
that
just,
sort of thing.
I know, just messing with her.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, that's fine. Room. So for people that don't know how and want to start their own business in the refinishing industry, we have a 3-day training session. Can I give a plug here?
Sure.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that,
what you're here for.
Which is a great, great way to start a business that can lead to a 6-figure income annually, give us a call at 1-800-888-1081 and ask for somebody to speak to for the training session. Our next 3-day training session is August 15th through the 17th. We're limited to 6 participants. We want this to be really hands-on. But we still have slots open for the August session. So
okay.
If you're interested, give us a call. Yes, you in the back.
Thank you. Again, you fit right in.
Right.
So the question is, so I know absolutely nothing, but yes. Wow, I want a six-figure job.
Sure, right. So
I can just go to you and you're going to teach me in 3 days everything I need to know.
Everything that you need to know, the package, the one price package comes with the training, comes with all of the equipment that you need to start off, all of the products that you need to get going so that you can just jump right out of the gate. We'll talk about how to price jobs, marketing. I mean, it's the full package.
Way. I have no experience.
You don't need experience because our trainer, he has over 20 years experience in the industry, and he's excellent at training people. I mean, there's nothing but kudos to say about Simon.
So then someone comes in. Is this a franchise kind of deal?
It is an almost franchise experience. No, that's kind of how we market it. Okay. So everything that you get from customer service, the technical support. I mean, we ship things out the same day or the next day if they order past 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's unheard of in our industry. But all of those amenities, all that service, all of that quality that we provide without having to pay either an upfront fee or ongoing fees. Mm-hmm. So this is not a franchise. You can go and work wherever you want.
Really?
Yep.
So you're not giving territories?
Not giving territories, no.
None of that stuff?
None of that, yeah.
Okay.
And you can do residential or commercial, or it's up to you how you want to position yourself, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's because usually you hear about these franchises, at least within remodeling and construction industry,
yep.
And they pigeonhole you into certain areas, and you got to buy
What'd
a territory.
What'd you say, Ron?
I know. I'm sorry, pigeon.
Pigeon.
Yeah.
So, wah, wah.
Right,
but they you know okay you can only work in this 3-block area,
right?
And now if you want this, okay, you got to buy these other 3-block area. You're not doing any of that stuff.
No, we want it to be as open as people, so if people want to grow, we want to help them succeed, help them get, you know, the territories, get the jobs that they want. So yeah,
they're selling the product, they want to move the product.
Yeah, we don't want to shoehorn people in,
right?
Yeah, or pigeonhole them. Yeah.
You can train me in 3 days.
3 days.
How much do I have to pay you?
So the package that we offer people that have no experience is $27.95, and that gets you everything that you need. It gets you an HVLP spray system.
Excuse me, one second. What, Rich?
$27.95. I don't think you meant $30. I think you meant $2,795.
Well, that's what I meant. Yes. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah.
For the low price of $27.95. No, but it is. I mean, because it gives you everything that you need to get started, including that training, which is vital to know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you can do that. Now, let's say you run into someone goes out there, they're still green with this whole thing. So then they go out and look at a job and they go, not sure how to approach this. They can still call you guys and send you pictures and say, how should I deal with this particular issue, though, right?
Well, what we do then is for homeowners themselves.
No, I'm saying the person that you've just trained.
Oh, I see. Yes.
They're on their fifth job, and now they run into a problem where they can't get the drain out.
Yep.
How do they?
Well, they call us. We put them in touch with our technician, who is our main source of technical support, Simon. If he's unavailable or if he's on a call or something, another call, I will talk to them. Our customer service reps, they know certain things, and so they can talk to them as well. So, but we want to make sure that customer service is so key for us. It really is. It's one of our three unique selling points for our customers. So we just want to make sure that we're always available.
Right.
And it really, really helps us stand out. We hear time and again when people are at a competitor and come switch to us that you guys are just always there for. I mean, they're just kind of blown away, but it's just what we do.
Right. So there used to be, I can't remember what the product was. Do you remember that they used to refinish tubs with something that was,
I don't know the name of it, but it was like you couldn't go in the building for 3 days.
Yeah. Oh God.
And wow. And it was really nasty stuff, but it also,
right. Oh, it worked.
It worked really, really well. And then through the EPA or whatever, it got outlawed. So then it's like all of a sudden people went to latex paint and then you could chip the stuff with your nails.
Sure. Exactly.
So
not durable at all.
No. So now But I think a lot of people still have that in their mind that okay, I'm going to refinish my tub, mm-hmm. but it's going to chip. It's going to and it doesn't stick. It peels.
Right.
So that's what everybody has in their mind now.
Yeah.
How does this process work?
Okay, so
we got about a minute, and then we'll go to a break, and we'll finish
sure.
it.
So in terms of just bathtubs themselves, it's akin to if you think about auto body, for instance.
Okay.
You don't repaint your automobile every year, right? You don't. It's just really durable, even out in the weather and the snow and rain and everything. So we use the same chemistry that's used for auto body refinishing. In bathtubs, it is a very economical, very pretty permanent way. I mean, they can last upwards of 10 years if applied really, really well and prepped properly.
So. All right, excellent. We're going to take a quick break. We're with Steve Zamborski from NAPCO. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Yeah, thank you.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at
877-711-5611.
And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
How you like that, Randall? That was perfect, wasn't it? Absolutely perfect.
Well played.
All right.
Well played indeed.
We still have that one drop that has the wrong phone number in it, and I keep forgetting to have it corrected. So, and then I just realized I played it again, so that's
why. That's right.
And we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline also. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, we've got Steve Zamborski from NAPCO, and NAPCO stands for?
North American Polymer Company Limited.
There you go. Yep. And it's not just tub refinishing. It's any type of different surface refinishing. So,
sure.
During the break there, we started talking a little bit about, you know, some of the older versions of tub refinishing. Who knows what products they were, but after the really good stuff went away, you had this cheap basic latex paint
that right.
would just peel up on anything. So then you had to deal with, you know, stripping that, cleaning it up, getting it ready to resurface again. Or what a lot of people were doing was just those tub liners.
Right.
But those tub liners, I can't tell you how many we've torn out that have water between them and then mildew and mold all growing in there. Just nasty.
Yeah.
So the tub liners, I mean, I guess they're okay if you never use your tub, you know, that's kind of where I go with that. But if it's a day, something you use every day, or you've got five people in the family all using that same tub, I wouldn't go anywhere near one of those tub liners.
See, you'd be surprised because technology has certainly gotten a lot better so that if you have a refinisher come in and install an inlay kit that's specifically cut to the shape of the tub or shower or what have you, that is a near permanent solution for
them.
Yes, yes. I mean, we get a lot of orders for custom inlays.
Custom inlays. Okay, so explain that.
What do you mean? Like
it's not okay, because what I'm talking about is a tub liner. We just drop it in.
Nope.
And then it just like sits over top of it.
No.
And they take some liquid.
And the only thing, and the only other thing holding it is the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about taking an actual inlay and the refinisher either they trace out what the bottom of the shower or tub looks like, and then we could go ahead and use a CAD program to cut out what that inlay will be. I mean, we make sure that it's specific for that particular tub if it's not a standard size tub or shower.
Huh. Okay.
Yes.
So, for example, like a shower stall, instead of redoing all the tiles on the walls, what?
Nothing. This ding.
Somebody got a text. No, that's fine.
Instead of redoing all the tiles on the wall and floor, you could just put something in there.
You could put something in the actual bottom of the stall if you wanted to, an inlay. Sure. If there's a lot of times if it's cracked or then what they'll do is they'll use, we sell what's called a froth pack kit, where, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Where you drill a couple holes, spray that polyurethane foam in, cut that off, and then put the inlay on top and seal it down. Oh, yeah, sure. You know, in case there's like a spongy, you know, tub
or fiberglass
shower.
Tubs or fiberglass showers, you stand in them and they're like squishy.
Yeah, exactly. See, it doesn't need to be that way. Yeah, a refinisher can fix that.
So is that less expensive to put an inlay in than pulling out what's there? And
absolutely. Absolutely. It's very, very economical.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually sell them on we sell them at Home Depot and Lowe's, too.
And that would be, again, could you just do the walls? Because you just mentioned the floors.
Oh, you could do the walls as well. I mean, if you're...
But you're...
Oh, I'm not an inlay kit. Inlay kit is specifically for the floor.
What about the walls?
Well, the walls you could cover with... There's a few different things that you'd be able to do. You can refinish them with our polyurethane system, our Polyglass 320, or you can use Flintstone, which is a...
Fred?
Thank you. I was waiting.
Well, no. I mean, I'm trying to give you the options here because there are options.
He had a pause. He's waiting for the Barney Rubble thing coming out.
That was the neighbor.
So Flintstone is our waterborne version of what looks like a granite surface. So you can use that in your shower or on a wall tile. People actually opt for vanity tops, for sinks, a lot of different things. Mm-hmm.
So instead of pulling out all the old, crappy, ugly, like if you're saying those dusty rose color or something.
Yeah.
You could just redo it.
You could just redo it. It saves time. It saves money.
How much money does it save?
Well,
thousands.
Thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. Like, especially around here where we were talking earlier, where the walls are 2-inch thick concrete with the tile inset, and you know, and then that's all goes down to a shower base. And I mean, you want to change that shower base out because it's nasty, but you got to rip the walls out to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're saying we can just go over this.
You can just go over it, yes, and save a lot of time. That's a big thing for homeowners, to the fact where they could even use their shower or bathtub the very next day.
So you had said you started out talking about this training program that you have for 3 days.
Yes.
So I am just slightly confused.
Okay.
You're both a training program, and somebody could call you and you would come out and
do that. What we're doing is we're trying to empower people to start their businesses or to grow their businesses in the refinishing industry so that they can go and service their customers.
But we only
they train you because they sell you the product.
Yeah.
But we only want you because you're the expert.
We're the best.
You personally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, really, we are.
No, not Steve. Steve already said he's got the guy in tech support.
But if somebody who's
Steve's
listening
the
says,
voice and the face of the company.
I am not the voice and face of the company. I thank you, but no.
Rob, no, that's I thought not, you said that, he was the true. Voice and the face
he's
of the company.
He's a product developer. That you do product development.
My official title is R&D technical manager.
Yeah, see,
that's what I do.
So if somebody's listening, the general public, and they're like, I like all these ideas.
Yes.
I want somebody to come out and do this.
Perfect. We'll go ahead. You give us a call, 1-800-888-1081. We'll refer you to a refinisher in your area. We can give you up to however many referrals. Generally, the maximum is 3. And then you can contact them. Those refinishers will come out, and they'll
directly.
Go ahead and help you to figure out exactly what you want.
Okay. So I've always thought, you know, cast iron tubs, that's what you can refinish those.
Yes, you can.
And, you know, that's been like the standard. If it's not a cast iron tub, you really can't refinish it.
Not true.
See, that's where I was going to go, because... Uh-huh. There's a lot of fiberglass tubs out there where the finish is now worn off because people use soft scrub or Comet and stuff on them and scrubbed them down.
Yeah.
And now they're just dirty. You cannot get that dirt out of them.
Right.
It's a fiberglass tub, so you got to rip it out and tear it out and start over.
Yeah.
But you're telling me...
I'm telling you that that's not true.
The case anymore.
You can actually clean it. We've got a couple of different cleaners. The PolyClean is what we currently sell, but we also are coming out with... this is a exclusive preview here on
show. There we go.
Exclusive preview.
Mighty House exclusive.
Right. Yes. Whoop, whoop,
whoop, not whoop. Even available for sale yet.
Oh, will, there
it,
you go.
It will be next week, though. This is NAPCO's Piranha Prep. This is
excellent.
That's what it's called.
Prep.
Piranha Prep, because it eats away grime. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does that, but it also etches the surface that you're applying it to. So
can you use that for like Drano instead or like a?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not a drain cleaner. It's not used for that.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
No, it's etching primer.
It's an etch.
Didn't you read the news release?
I did. I'm asking him questions to irritate him.
It's not working. Well, oh. No, it's
as long
not.
As long as the other Steve Covid's not listening, you're fine.
Oh, well, I hope Steve is listening.
Okay.
No, it's an etching cleaner all-in-one, which is really important because it saves refinishers a step.
Right.
So it combines those two things, and it's more environmentally friendly.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's safer to use for refinishers. So that's the reason why we decided to focus on this particular product.
And it's not toxic where you have to wear respirators or anything like that when you're doing it?
You do not need a respirator. Obviously, you do need PPE, so you should have safety glasses and gloves and everything.
Sure.
But in terms of, you know, being it's not formulated with any kind of strong acids.
Okay.
So no sulfuric, no hydrochloric, that sort of thing.
No hydrofluoric acid.
Correct. No hydrofluoric. Yep.
That's pretty cool. So then you would use that to just clean it before you actually, it's like a prep?
Exactly. Yes. So you clean the surface with this, and then you can go ahead and start. A lot of refinishers will do a primer. We have an epoxy primer that they would spray on with their HVLP spray equipment, and then they would put the top coat over that.
Okay.
Depending. So that's one way. Like I had mentioned before, you could also refinish the shower, fiberglass shower walls with Flintstone too, and then put a clear top coat over that to seal it in, make sure that it's waterproof.
So this obviously that if you're spraying it on fiberglass, it's got to be flexible so that whatever finished product you're putting on there, it has to be able to really flex and move quite a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, it's specifically formulated so that it's, you know, a lot of polyurethanes can be formulated in different ways. They can be super soft, you know, with the foam insulation and everything, or they can be really, really brittle. This is formulated somewhere in between because we knew that it would be used on bathtubs where the curve is, where the drain is, over the lip and everything. And so the same thing for showers, where it goes around the curves, and for fiberglass so that it actually, you know,
flexes
as that expands and contracts a little bit.
Okay, so so now you have this done.
Mm-hmm.
And how long do you have to wait before you can clean it?
Oh, are you talking about?
Let's say someone uses it. Here's the part.
Go ahead.
Sometimes, you know, you don't want to really use it for too much. You might want to shower in it, but you don't want to use any detergents or anything in there.
Right.
And then do you go at it with Soft Scrub and Comet? Well, how do you clean this?
I mean, just your normal cleaning agents. Obviously, you try to want to stay away from anything that's super abrasive. But
it's got any grits or anything?
Yeah, any grit. But you can certainly clean it with just normal detergent and water, and it should be just fine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Steve Zamborski, and you're from NAPCO right here in Skokie, Illinois. And that's Tub Refinishing Products. If you're looking to start your business, sounds like a great place to get yourself started.
Yep.
And be your own boss.
Be your own boss. Yes. That's.
And what's the number one more time to call and maybe find a class?
So it's 1-800-888-1081. That's NAPCO. And ask for somebody to speak to somebody regarding the training class, the 3-day training class. We have slots open August 15th through the 17th.
Excellent. All right. Awesome. Perfect timing. Like you've done this 100 times. You're nailing it. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks,
right.
Ron.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Well, the job was going smoothly, two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget, man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, "Hey, son, my wife and I've been talking, there's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left.
Now could you put it on the right? Why can't you make up your mind?
We did everything you said.
You've got to make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head.
Well, I'm running out of patience. I'm running out of time. And you're running out of money, cause you can't make up your mind. Blue pastels, oyster shells, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took so long. Seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week like Ty does on TV?
All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, time to get back to the phones here. And what'd you say there? Is it Dennis? Is that correct? All right, cool. Hey, Dennis, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Good. I'm getting my house resided, also new roof.
Okay.
Couple questions. I've read a lot of contradictory stuff on the internet, and I'm trying to get it all figured out. So
good luck.
I'm pretty much going to go with vinyl siding.
Okay.
But tell me about insulated vinyl siding. Some things I've read, now some of these articles on the internet, you know, are like 10, 15 years old, some are 2 years old. It's hard to tell. Any problems with insulated vinyl siding as far as moisture issues or water vapor issues?
Or waste of your money?
Yes.
See? Waste
of money, yes.
It's not a continuous insulation. The fact that they put insulation behind a piece of vinyl siding and where the lock tabs are on the bottom and the top, that's not insulated. So it's stupid. It's just like striping your house. It gives you the warm, fuzzy feeling, but it is. It's a waste of money. You're better off putting half-inch foam on the walls before you put up regular vinyl.
Right. So here's the thing. Imagine, you know how you got a window and it's got like four little panes in it because it's all divided light? Imagine keeping three of those pieces of glass in there and just taking one out. How well is that window going to work for you? It's not. So same thing happens when you do insulated siding. You've got the insulation behind there, and it sounds great, but you've got all these strips of no insulation. So where there is no insulation, all that air, everything, wind is all just blowing right through there. And that insulation that is behind the siding just isn't doing anything.
Right. So you're better off if you can get away with a half inch or even more, 1 inch thick polyisocarbon foam.
Right.
Poly foam. You can put that 1 inch board up there. You tape off all the seams. You put up a good layer of Typar so that you have a drainage plane. And then you put your vinyl siding up. And you're golden, and you're going to get a continuous thermal barrier.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what was that first layer-rich poly what?
It's just foam. Just
yeah, it's a foam insulation.
Blue foam.
It's you can use the half-inch thick stuff. A lot of what it's called.
Did you say blue?
Yeah, it's blue, but that's
well, they make
Dow.
A blue and a pink, yeah. Right.
Dow is blue. Owens Corning's pink. And then you can also just ask the siding guys. A lot of times they'll use what's called fan fold. And what that is just the insulation boards folded up. So then they can unfold it, they shoot it on the wall, and they can tape all the seams. And that's going to be a better use of your money than an insulated siding.
Okay. And then the Tyvek over that?
Yep.
Typar over the top of that. Vinyl siding is designed to let moisture in. It will get water behind it constantly.
Yes.
But it's also made to dry out. There's actually drip or weep holes at the bottom of every piece of siding. So you have to have a drainage plane behind that siding to keep the water out of your house and let it move through the siding like it's supposed to.
Yep.
And Typar, you said?
Typar,
Tyvek. I like Typ.
Yeah,
Tyvek and Typar are competitors, but I like Typar. It has a lower perm rating and a longer open time. In other words, it can stay out in the sun a little longer.
Yeah.
But it's half the perm rating that Tyvek is. Tyvek is like we're getting
is
too
is the Typar
now.
Pretty much available in the Chicago area? Or
oh, yeah.
Florida
oh, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's
anywhere. I've got it on my
all
house.
Up there.
I use that on my house. So yeah, it's
okay.
You just got to ask for it.
Yeah, most people seem to stock Tyvek, but the Typar I think is a better product.
Yep,
it's good. And how about as far as a roof, roof vent?
Mm-hmm.
What I've gotten was information on it's a GAF product, Cobra exhaust vent.
Uh-huh.
But I've also read some things in newspaper articles. Some people are recommending only, how do I say this, externally baffled ridge vent. Can you talk about externally baffled ridge vent and what that is and how that differs?
Yeah, so when you're looking at like Cobra vent, the ones that are made like a plastic mesh, when they nail down the ridge cap over the top of that, they tend to crush it, and you do not have proper venting for your roof.
On the Cobra.
We talk about
on the Cobra,
well,
yes.
The Cobra, yeah, anything that's mesh. So when they talk about the ones where you've got it, a true baffle underneath there, it will not crush down, so it's far superior. The trick is, though, is every vent has what they call net free area. So you need 1 square foot of venting for every 300 square feet of attic space you have. And you put half on the roof, half in the soffits. And when you look up net free area.
Say that dimension one more time.
One square foot for every 300 square feet of attic space. Not cubic feet, but, you know, like if your house is one story, 900 square feet, you need 3 square feet of roof venting. And you could put 1.5 square feet on the roof, 1.5 square feet in the soffit. So when you do that, you have to look at the net free area of the vent that you're buying, and it will give it to you either in square inches or square feet. And that will dictate how many linear feet of ridge vent you need or how many mushroom vents you need and so on.
Okay.
It sounds a little confusing, but it's actually quite simple. If you go on the internet and you look up just roof vents and then look for NFA, the net free area, it'll show.
Okay.
And then doing the math on your own house, I mean, if you have a two-story, you know, you have a 2,400 square foot house, two-story, but you only need 1,200 square feet is all you got for roof, right? It's only covered one roof.
Right. So the other thing you can do is go to mightyhouse.net, click on the blog page, and you scroll back through there, and Rich wrote a blog on how to do this. One is for roof venting and soffit venting, both. So it's all in there on how to properly ventilate your roof. It's in our blog page. So
it's got a blog. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So long story short, I'm not a big fan of ridge vents that are under your ridge cap. I'd still rather have mushroom vents on the backside of the roof for the most part, as close to the ridge as you can. And down here, we have a weird aluminum vent that would not work up in Chicago because the snow would blow into it too easily. But these things have a lot of net free area, so I get really good roof venting out of these, but...
Yeah, and the mushroom vents.
So the soffit venting still will work with the with those mushroom.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's important to have. You have to have both. You can't have just roof vents. You have to have roof and soffit, because what you're doing is relying on convection currents that heat's going to rise, so it's got to draw air in from the soffit and then go up through the roof.
And if you don't, it's going to be drawing it from the house, which is what you don't want.
Right. And all that said, unless you're in California, then they should only be doing unvented roof structures, and they wouldn't burn down like they do.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So is that got all your questions answers there?
Just one more. The 0.046, that's the thickness. Is that like the max thickness or the best siding you can vinyl you can get? Or that's
I don't know.
I don't know much about it to know.
I think the thickness varies by manufacturer. They're probably all over the board. And realistically, vinyl siding, I love it. As long as you do your drainage planes properly and so on, I think vinyl siding is a great product. Because, you know, it's easy. It's fun. It's easy to work with. It's low maintenance. But your wall has to be watertight before the siding goes up. The siding is only there to protect the drainage plane.
Right. Yeah, so, just make sure that the Tyvek, the Typar, is put on correctly, all the seams are taped, and it's all flashed around all the windows correctly, because that's going to be key to using vinyl siding. And,
yes.
You know, because it is going to get wet, and it is going to get wet behind there, but it's also going to dry out. That's just the way the vinyl siding is designed. And, you know, for budgeting purposes, you're not going to beat it, you know? I mean, are there... more durable products out there, yeah, but you're going to pay for them. And if you don't have that in the budget,
yeah, it's costly.
Then you don't have a choice. So that's why there's vinyl siding on my house. I ran out
about
of money.
About a quick comment when you say around the windows correctly, just kind of a little word.
Well,
what does that mean?
So your Tyvek or Typar would go all the way around the windows, but then you want to flash all of that with a tape, which is about 4 inches wide, and you do it as if you're shingling. In other words, you put the bottom strip on there because everything that goes down, it's got to go over that. Then you run up the sides and then across the top. But you want to make sure you have extra flashing around all your existing windows and doors. Because, again, vinyl siding is going to allow that water in. And a good siding guy will cut your J channels for the in the same manner where the water will, the top piece will actually act like a gutter and run down the side pieces. But if you get a guy who just cuts four pieces, you can actually have more water intrusion around that. So it always, like everything, it comes down to the installation.
Right.
You know, you just got to make sure you got the right guy.
Yeah. And if you go to Typar or Tyvek installation manuals, it's going to tell you exactly how that stuff needs to be installed. And the chances of it being installed correctly, I'm going to say 40% of the time it's installed correctly. 60% it's not. At least just from going up and down my street and around in my area where I look at how they're installing it and how they're putting it in around windows and doors, it's not being installed correctly even today. Even though the manufacturer's instructions are there, and the window manufacturer's instructions are there. Nobody looks at it. Nobody reads it.
Right.
And then it's not, just doesn't get installed correctly. Yeah. So
those are online on those
on
their website.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they're online.
Sounds
so
great.
All right, we got to take a break. I appreciate
really
the phone
appreciate
call.
It.
All right, we'll talk
Thanks.
To you later.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, we'll be back right after this to close up the show. We're done. Boom, done, just like that. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, we're out of here.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Who are you waving to?
The people who said wave.
Oh.
Okay. Everybody.
All right. There you go. So you said you got something important to talk about?
Yes.
For
1 minute. I was trying to get a fireman to call.
Yeah, that didn't work.
It didn't work. So I need three people to call. The number is 877-711-5611. You don't have to be on the air.
Why don't you just call the firehouse?
I don't even care. It doesn't even have to be the fireman anymore. I need three people to call, 877-711-5611. All you have to do is call and answer question.
Uh-huh.
Randall has a question. Yeah. You don't have to be on the air. It's just something.
What are you going to do? You're going to give something away?
All you have to do is I need...
Say free stuff and the phones will go off the hook.
I am just saying, I need three people to call. Answer question. You don't have to be on air.
Do they win something?
I am saying I need three Jeez. People to call. Three brave people
All right,
to call.
Your minute's up.
There you go.
You run some of the best contests ever.
See, I said free stuff and the phone started ringing. That's all you got to do.
I did not say I'm giving anything away. So if people call expecting free stuff, I did not say I'm giving anything away.
Randall will say.
Ron did.
Well, Ron better have something to come up with.
Well, we got those.
Hey, he's got a free bird.
Yeah.
Call now. Third caller. Free pigeon. Take it with you.
You're not getting my bird. You're not getting Kiwi.
See, there we go. See, all the lines are filled right now. That's all you had to say.
I never said I'm giving anything away free. Uh-huh. I had a question.
Yep. Okay.
So, I don't know what you're telling me.
No, you said Randall has a question.
Well, I told Randall my question.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? I had to stoke the fire for you a little bit.
Well, you know? It's going to be really ridiculous when three people call
and
you don't have prizes for them.
Sure. We can give them a prize.
What's the question?
We've got the Mighty House bubbler, leveler, measuring tape, notepad, device deal. Well, we can send them one of those. No? First three. Oh, see, Trixie's now she's defining your rules. The first three. It's the first three to answer
if
the question.
If you are on hold, hold on.
There you
hold.
Go.
Okay.
Because
if you're
Randall,
on hold,
Randall is taking care of this. Thank you very much, Randall. And he's asking my question. Again, you don't have to be on air.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just appreciate.
You're doing a survey.
I'm doing a survey.
Okay. Very well.
Thank you.
All right. So.
And after the three people call, I'll tell you what it is.
Right. So today we did, we discussed a little bit about what a contractor should ask. And I think we made it through there fairly well. And then, you know, refinishing tubs and stuff like that with Steve, that was pretty cool. So the products that are coming out today are really work a lot better. And it sounds like he's actually got some liners and stuff we need to go check out.
All right. So, yeah, NAPCO is a supplier of the chemicals and products to do the refinishing. They
Correct.
Offer the equipment and they offer the training, but they do not do the work. As they set you up in business, set you up to succeed.
And it's not
you
a
just got to get off your lazy butt
and go do it.
Advertise and go do it.
Yep, yep. And that's pretty cool because, you know, it's not a franchise thing where they're taking a cut of whatever you make. All they want to do
right.
is sell you the product. They just they sell you the products, and it's up to you to go do the rest. And you keep
and
your
it's
money.
Good product.
Yeah, and that's the franchise thing's always bugged me. I don't know why that, you know, I'm out there busting my butt following their system, but then I got to give them a kickback of whatever. You know, whatever I sell, on top of buying all the stuff from them, too. So that always just, I always took issue with that. I don't know why. But anyway, that you don't have that problem with NAPCO. So it's pretty cool. And if you got our newsletter, you have all the information. How do you like that, Rich?
Yeah. See, that's right. That's why it's always good to get in the newsletter.
That's
Just sign up for that.
And just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Contact Us page. You can fill it out right there. And you would know what was coming up, and you'd have that information. But you can also just drop Rich an email. He likes getting emails. Rich@mightyhouse.net.
Rich@mightyhouse.net. Especially those technical questions.
Yes.
God knows I'm not much for telling jokes.
Hey, what was that last the email you put up on the... What was that one about again? I can't remember. That was a good one. The email you got this week that you put in the newsletter.
Oh. You know, I don't even remember.
You don't remember it?
I do and I don't, but like, no.
I can't remember that one. That one was actually a pretty decent question too. So, all right. Well, fine.
Fairly simple.
Yeah.
Oh, it was about the door rock. He wanted to do his walls.
Yeah.
Well, I think he called in as well last week, but I read that on air when it came in, but no, anyway, he ripped a tile off the walls and you know, the wall had been done properly. We had door rock on it and so on. And he was like, do I have to tear all that off and then waterproof? And he wanted to use the Curdy, Schluter Curdy.
Right.
And I said, no. If you tore all the tile off, just mix up some thin set, skin coat the walls, and then just do the roll-on waterproofing, and you're done. Because you're going to thin set the new tile.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll make up any bumps. It doesn't have to be a perfectly smooth wall to make the tile work. So.
Right. And we've gone through a couple of those Schluter classes now, putting the Curdy system up. They do not want it put up over Dura-Rock. They want it put up over moisture-resistant drywall, yeah. Because it bonds better with the drywall than it does the Dura-Rock. So that was pretty interesting going through their stuff. So,
the thing is, I mean, if you're doing a Curdy and you're doing a Curdy properly, that for people that don't understand, Curdy is a very thin PVC membrane that has a fabric to it. So everything will bond to it, but it's 100% waterproof.
Yes.
So if it's installed properly, you could literally put it up over cardboard.
Yes.
You know, in your shower, and the cardboard's going to last for forever.
Yeah, and so, you wouldn't have to tile it. It would just be fine. It would just be orange. Your shower style would be orange.
Right. The only thing that I don't get is, like, Dura-Rock. The reason I like Dura-Rock is you don't have to waterproof it.
Yeah.
You really don't. You put up Dura-Rock, and I use the fiberglass mesh on the joints.
Yep.
You know, with thin set, I tape my joints, and then I put up my tile. So, yeah, maybe some water will get past the grout. Right? That's the only place you could get water in is through the grout joints.
Correct.
But it's going to dry out the same way. So the only place you have to worry about water leakage is that transition at the bottom, whether you go to a shower pan, PVC pan, or do you have a fiberglass base, which that still has a flashing.
Right.
Or a lip. So I don't know. Oh, kind of a weird one.
There's the music. Hey, Randall, did we have a winner? You got two winners? Are we working on our third one? Okay,
it wasn't a winner. I wanted a fireman to give him a gift card to the firehouse
Grill?
Grill.
Oh, that's
yes.
right. We had those firehouse grills.
I know. And I couldn't get a fireman to call. So sometimes well, when you say, oh, contest, people call. I wanted just some brave people to just call. That's
it.
Why I didn't want to say contest.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Rich. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you'd have told firemen that you're going to get a free gift card to the firehouse joint down the street, they'd have called.
Yep.
I know, but I hate that. You know, can't people
a call
just...
to action doesn't work well if there's no
you need a hook.
No, the hook is you never know with Robbie.
Oh,
that's
see?
The hook. You no, never know. You I just ask a favor. You don't have to be on air. I just ask somebody to call.
Yep.
Well, you know what? The hook is you won. Three people won gift cards.
To the Firehouse Grill?
One to Firehouse Grill and two to the Village Inn in Skokie.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Both.
Two to Firehouse Grill, one to Skokie.
That's excellent. Good stuff right there.
There you go. And my husband thinks you need a new mascot for your shop.
What's that?
The bird.
The rat? The flying rat?
I just said, bird's coming home with me. He says, I think Ron needs him at the shop.
Exactly. All right. You can follow us on Facebook. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Next week, we'll have another Mighty House Tip of the Week and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your calls. Thanks for everybody that's stopping by. Steve Zimborski from NAPCO and giving us phone calls. We appreciate the emails. For Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until
next Saturday.
Adios. See ya.
See ya.
Hasta mañana. No, nah. What was that?
If
what
you have any questions during
That's
the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.